ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायस्य भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत्सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर नंबर 7 टेक्स्ट 35। एतत् परं प्रपश्यामो न परं ते महेश्वर मृड्नाय हि लोकस्य व्यक्तिस्ते अव्यक्तकर्मणः। एतत् परं प्रपश्यामो न परं ते महेश्वर मृड्ना हि लोकस्य व्यक्तिस्ते अव्यक्तकर्मणः। एतत् परं प्रपश्यामो न परं ते महेश्वर मृड्नाय हि लोकस्य व्यक्तिस्ते व्यक्तकर्मणः। एतत् परं प्रपश्यामो न परं ते महेश्वर मृड्नाय हि लोकस्य व्यक्तिस्ते व्यक्तकर्मणः। परं प्रपश्यामो वशिष्ठ वक्त कर्मणा। तत्परं प्रपश्यामो न परं ते महेश्वर एतत्परं प्रपश्यामो न परं ते महेश्वर मृड्नाय हि लोकस्य वशिष्ठ कर्मणा। एतत् परं प्रपश्यामो न परं ते महेश्वर मृड्नाय हि लोकस्य व्यक्तिस्य व्यक्तकर्मणा। माताजी, एतत् परं प्रपश्यामो न परं हि महेश्वर मृड्नाय हि लोकस्य व्यक्तिस्य व्यक्तकर्मणा। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग एतत् ऑल दीज थिंग्स परम ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्रपश्यामः वी कैन सी ना नॉट परम the actual transcendental position te of your lordship Mahaishwara O great ruler Mridnaya for the happiness he indeed lokasya of all the world vyakti manifested Day of your lordship. avakta karmanaha, whose activities are unknown to everyone. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: O greatest of all rulers, your actual identity is impossible for us to understand. As far as we can see, your presence brings flourishing happiness to everyone. Beyond this, no one can appreciate your activities. We can see this much and nothing more. Purport: When the demigods offered these prayers to Lord Shiva, their inner purpose was to please him so that he would rectify the disturbing situation created by the halahal poison. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.20, kamastastarhite jnana prapadyante anya devataha. When one worships demigods, this is certainly because of deep rooted desires. He wants fulfilled by the mercy of those demigods. People are generally attached to the worship of demigods for some motive. Please repeat translation. O greatest of all rulers, your actual identity is impossible for us to understand. As far as we can see, your presence brings flourishing happiness to everyone. Beyond this, no one can appreciate your activities. We can see this much and nothing more. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakchurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padkamalam Shri Guru Nuvaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Cha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurtushay Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vijuvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from the Canto 8, Chapter 7, entitled Lord Shiva Saves the Universe. And today's text 35, text 34. Has no purport, just read it out. Tattase sadasato parta parasya nanja sorupa gamane pravanti bhumna brahmadaya kimuta samastavane vayamtu tat sarga sarga visaya api shakti matram. Translation: Even personalities like Lord Brahma and other demigods cannot understand your position, for you are beyond the moving and non-moving creation. Since no one can understand you in truth, how can one offer you prayers? It is impossible. As far as we are concerned, we are creatures of Lord Brahma's creation. Under these circumstances, therefore, we cannot offer you adequate prayers, but as far as our ability allows, we have expressed our feelings. So we see here that the pastime of churning of milk ocean is described. So we know that the demigods, they wanted nectar, and then the Lord guided the demigods to have join with the demons for churning of the milk ocean to produce nectar. So we see in this pastime that at every instance, Lord is personally helping the demigods. First he told them to go and have cooperation with the demons so that churning is possible. Then for churning of the milk ocean, they wanted to get the Mandara mountain, which is a gold mountain and very huge. And when the demons and demigods, they went and they tried to bring the mountain, on the way the mountain was so heavy that they collapsed. And many of the demons and demigods lost their lives. Many of them got fractures, and many of them were like very severely affected. So they just fell down, and the Mandara mountain, they could not pick it up to bring it to the milk ocean. So then Lord comes on Garuda, and just by the glance of the Lord, all the demigods and all the demons, immediately they rejuvenate. All their fractures go away. Their body becomes completely fit. They become again healthy, and everyone comes back to life. And then Lord just lifts the Mandara mountain with his just one hand and puts on the back of the Garuda. He also picks up all the demigods and demons. He also takes them on the back of Garuda, and Garuda brings everyone to the for the churning of the milk ocean to the milk ocean. And then there they place the Mandara mountain. They get the, they call the Vasuki serpent to become the rope for the churning of the mountain, for churning of the milk ocean. The Mandara mountain becomes the rod. Shri Radharas Bihari Ji ki, Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So then when the demons and demigods, they start churning of the milk ocean using Mandara mountain as the churning rod, then the Mandara mountain goes inside the ocean because there was no support. So to assist the churning of the ocean, Lord himself comes as an incarnation of Tortoise and holds the mountain on his back. And also to support the mountain from the top, Lord comes in another incarnation with thousands of hands, and he supports the mountain from the top also. So in all the ways, Lord is assisting the demigod so that the churning can happen. And then they have this serpent Vasuki. So first Lord and all the demigods, they hold the face, the mouth of the Vasuki, and then the demons think that, oh, we have to hold the tail of the Vasuki. So this is, tail is something lower portion of the body, so it's a disrespect. So the demons say, no, we want to hold the mouth, the face of the Vasuki. And immediately Lord agrees and he says, okay, you can hold the face. And then Lord goes and holds the tail, and all the demigods, they follow, and they also hold the tail of the Vasuki. You see, all this cooperation is there for a higher cause. The higher cause is that the churning of the milk ocean will happen, and nectar will come out. So after all this setup is done, and the demons and demigods is churning the ocean, and we hear in the current section of this Bhagavatam that a huge amount of poison comes out from the churning of milk ocean, and this poison is spreading throughout the universe and is going to kill everyone. So then all the demigods, they become very disturbed that now what to do, you know, this whole poison is coming and this poison is going to kill us. So then Lord guides them, okay, to save from poison you go to Shiva and ask from his help to save us from poison. So Lord could have personally removed the poison or, you know, taken the poison and helped. But we heard in the previous purports, Prabhupada explains, quoting Shripad Madhvacharya, that Lord wanted to glorify his pure devotee Shiva, Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu. So he wanted to glorify Shiva, and that's why he told the demigods to go to Shiva and ask for the help to protect them from the effect of the poison. So all the demigods, they go to Shiva and they start offering prayers. And last few verses talk about the prayers offered by the demigods to Shiva. And in these prayers, you know, they are in their best capacity glorifying Shiva. And then they finally say in the verse number 34 that it is impossible for us to offer you prayers. As far as we are concerned, we are creatures of Lord Brahma's creation. So under these circumstances, you know, it is not possible for us to offer you adequate prayers. Just we have expressed our feelings. And then these are the last two verses of the prayers offered by the demigods. And in the last prayer, which is today's discussion, they say that you are a Maheshwara. You are the greatest of all rulers, and it is impossible for anyone to understand your actual identity. But we know, we can see that your presence brings flourishing happiness to everyone, and beyond this no one can appreciate your activities. We can see this much and nothing more. And this is how the demigods, they conclude their prayers to Lord Shiva. So we see that Lord Shiva is such a great devotee, Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu. And few days back we also heard about Shiva Tattva from various senior devotees. They talked about how Yachiram Yatha Dadhi Vikar Vishesha Yoga Sanjayate Nahi Tatha Pritagasti Heto Yasambhutam Aputatha Samupaiti Karyat Govinda Madhi Purushantam Aham Bhajami. How Shiva and Krishna are non-different, Vishnu is non-different, but at the same time, just like a milk affected, you know, turns into a little bit of vikar, the effect in the milk turns into a curd, in the similar way, there is no difference. But when Vishnu touches this material modes, and especially the mode of ignorance, then it is Shiva who takes care of this modes of ignorance, and in this way takes care of the annihilation of this world. Other places we have read that it is an offense to compare and say that Lord Shiva is less than Lord Vishnu. So Shiva is such a great personality. In fact, his Vaishnavanam Yathasam is the greatest among the devotees, among the Vishnu, among the Vaishnavas. But we see if the dressing of the Lord Shiva and the place where he stays, you know, like hardly any clothes, no place to stay, and he is having ashes from the crematorium which he has put all around his body, and then he has his matted hairs, and his associates are all ghosts, hobgoblins, and all like personalities whom nobody would like to associate with. So it becomes very, that's why a lot of people misunderstand the greatness of Shiva. And two verses back, it is also mentioned in Bhagavatam that these people are certainly shameless. They cannot understand your activities. Huh? So Lord Shiva's activities are so unique. Huh? Prabhupada explains in the purport there that it is very difficult to understand the activities of a Vaishnava. These activities are so unique. So Shiva does all this. He takes this special form, and then he takes care of all these ghosts and hobgoblins. Because if he's in such form, then that attracts. Then he can take care of them, all these personalities, and give them shelter. In fact, it is mentioned that in the beginning, when Shiva was having all this Vaishnav dress, tilak and a proper dress, then all these associates of Shiva, they also were putting Urza Pundrak Tilak and a Vaishnav dress. And after putting all this dressing, they were creating lot of nonsense. Because they are like, the dress was of a Vaishnava, but the activities were of like all demons. Ghosts and hobgoblins and all such activities. Then Brahma said, no, this is, control your associates, because on the dressing of a Vaishnava, they are creating all disturbances. So then, when Shiva changed everyone, all the associates, all the ghosts, all the hobgoblins, all his associates, they also changed their tilak, their food, their dressing style, everything, so that at least they can be differentiated, separated from the Vaishnavas. So Shiva takes care of them. And Lord always wants to glorify his devotees. So Lord gives special credit to his devotees for various services. Like in this particular time, in this particular pastime also, for the glorification of his devotees, like in the beginning of this churning of milk ocean pastime, Lord made Garuda as an instrument to hold the Mandara mountain on his back, and as well as bring all the demigods and demons to the churning ocean, to the milk ocean for churning. So here Lord could have done himself, but then he made Garuda as the instrument to take credit for that. And then here Lord could have taken the whole poison himself, and he can have just removed the whole poison. But then he wanted to glorify Lord Shiva, his glorious activities, because Lord Shiva is very, very dear to Vishnu. So then he made Lord Shiva do this wonderful task, which adds to his glories by accepting the whole poison and then holding the whole poison in his neck, and that's how Lord Shiva's neck becomes bluish. In this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada stresses on demigod worship. He says that those who are less intelligent and motivated by material desires, they approach the worship of the demigods. So the demigods, they have this motive. They want the nectar, and they want to preserve their position, whatever controllership they have, and they are working as a controller in this material world at different positions. So they want to preserve it. And to preserve that position, they also want to have nectar so that they can become more powerful, immortal. And to achieve that, they are asking the help from Shiva that, please remove this poison so that we can carry on in our activity and get the nectar. So Prabhupada explains that those who are materially motivated, they go to the demigods. Kamastasar hitay jnana prapadante anya devata. So they have this, they want to enjoy this material world. And that's why they are worshipping the demigods, to achieve those materialistic sense gratification. In few cantos back, like in canto 4, we hear about the pastime of Lord Shiva, pastime of Prachetas, where Shiva guides Prachetas and he tells them the prayers by which the Prachetas can please the Supreme Lord Krishna. So Shiva is a great devotee, and if someone approaches Shiva for his mercy to achieve the worship of Lord Krishna, then certainly he will bless in that way. There we see the example of Prachetas. who were guided by Shiva, that how you can get the blessings or how you can have audience of Krishna. So all these great Vaishnavas, when we approach them with the mood so that we can ultimately engage ourselves in service in Krishna, then they will certainly guide us in that way. But when people are materially motivated and they want for sense gratification, so just like here we see the demigods, they are approaching for that particular help, Demigods are devotees only, but then along with devotion, they have lot of materialistic desires and they want to fulfill those desires. So even if they are meeting Vishnu or Shiva, they are just asking for help so that how they can continue their controllership in this material world. So many pastimes we hear of the demigods approaching Vishnu whenever they are in trouble. And all the time of trouble, they approach them for the help. And again they are out of help. Again they are in some time again in trouble, and again they approach Vishnu. So at least they have faith on the Vishnu's protection. So they are demigods. But they are not pure devotees, and that's why they are materially motivated. We see in the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, he also wanted a kingdom bigger than his grandfather. And then he meets Narad Muni, and Narad Muni guides him that you go and worship Vishnu. And then Vishnu appears, and Dhruva gets completely purified. And then he says, I was here sitting. Sthana Abhilasi Tapsisthitoham Tvam Praptvam De Muni Indra Guhyam Kachan Vichinvan Api Divya Ratnam Swamin Kritartho Varamasmina Yache. So Dhrumara says that I was at this place and doing all these austerities, all this tapasya, and I have got you. You have given darshan, and such darshan is Tvam Praptvam De Muni Indra Guhyam. It is very, very difficult. It is very, very difficult for even the great Devatas, the Muni, even Indra, to have your audience, to see you. So I am so foolish. Kachan vichinvan api divya ratnam. You are like a divya ratna, like a diamond, and I am on the broken pieces of glass, and I am looking for broken pieces of glass. All this kingdom which I wanted, all these material treasures I wanted, is like broken pieces of glass, and I am looking for that. I was looking for that, but now I have got you, and you are like Divya Ratnam. Swamin Kritartho Varam Asmina Yache. My Lord, I have got you. I am completely satisfied. And I don't want Varam Asmina Yache. I don't want anything else. I don't want anything. I am fully satisfied. So, that's what happened when someone is serves Supreme Lord Krishna, is fully satisfied, and then he doesn't need anything in this material world for his pleasure. Because he is having Supreme Lord, Satchidanand Vigraha, he is carrying the Supreme Lord in his heart. And because of that, he is always completely satisfied, The Lord is there with him, what else he needs in his life? He is fully satisfied, so he doesn't need anything in his life. And like that, various devotees, when they have pleased the Supreme Lord, or their service of the Supreme Lord is giving them complete satisfaction. Like we know the pastime, so many pastimes, Srimad Bhagavatam talks about the Pandavas, Prahlad Maharaj, and so many other great personalities. Mother Devahuti, when she is offering her prayers to Kapila, and she is saying that all this time went in sense gratification, now please guide me. So no one is satisfied by engaging in sense gratification. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that this is all temporary. Just like we see in this pastime also, they'll get the nectar, but again the same cycle will go on. Again the demigods will fall into trouble, and again Bali Maharaj will take over our whole kingdom. So material pleasures or sense gratification, and we may achieve that by worship of demigods, but then it's all temporary, and it's not going to give full satisfaction. Like Srila Prabhupada, in one of his letters, The name of the letter is letter to sons. So where he is mentioning that if you want, there is no need to worship, like recently Ganesh Chaturthi was going on. So I think there is no need to worship Ganesha. There is no need. But if at all, if someone of you wants to worship Ganesha, then at least every month you should send me minimum $1 lakh. And if you are able to send me $1 lakh, then only I am allowing you to worship Ganesha. Otherwise, no need to worship Ganesha. That's my order. So there is no need to worship demigods for anything, any material things, because it's all temporary and it's not going to give us full satisfaction. The important point mentioned in this particular verse is mridnaya hi lokasya, your presence brings flourishing happiness to everyone. Mridnaya, that's the meaning is happiness, and lokasya to everyone in the world. So that's also the power of the pure devotees. Like Shiva is a great devotee and he brings happiness. You know, Shiva is also known as Ashutosh. Or any pure devotee, by their presence, they bring happiness in the life of the people. Mridnaya hi lokasya. Like here, Shiva saves the whole universe by taking all the poison and protects the whole universe and just makes everyone's life better. And similarly, we see any great devotee, the most recent, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, that how when he went to the Western countries and all the people in the United States engaged in 100% sense gratification, so many hippies, everyone is like living such a life of ignorance, and there in such dull life and sinful life, Prabhupada's presence of a great acharya like Prabhupada brings a great change and make their life so auspicious and fortunate. So that the demigods glorify Lord Shiva here by saying that you bring flourishing happiness in the life of the people. Mridnaya hi lokasya. So that's a great quality of the pure devotees of the Lord. The pure devotees of Lord, they always carry, you know, in Krishna in their heart. And because Krishna is in their heart, they wherever they go, just by their presence, they make everything so auspicious, you know. And the life of the people is purified. Just by even seeing the pure devotees. Like the Vaishnava Bhajan which says, Gangara parase hoile paschata pavana darshana pavitra karo ei tumara guna. Just by your darshan, you know, people after going and taking bath in Ganga many times they get purified. But darshana pavitra karo ei tumara guna. Just by having your darshan, just by seeing your darshan, one gets purified. One lives become auspicious and they become fortunate. Other Vaishnava Bhajan, Ohe Vaishnava Thakur. So nicely it is mentioned there. Chaya bega domi, chaya dosha sodhi, chaya guna deho dase. Chaya sata sanga, deho he amare bose chi sangera se. So that's a presence of a pure devotee in our life, you know. All the six Vegas, you know, as controlled, Chaya Vega Domi, Chaya Dosha Sodhi, all the six things which are disastrous to our devotional service, impediments, as we read in Nectar of Instruction, goes away. Chaya Guna Deho Dase, and the six things which are favorable for our devotional service, that comes by the association of such pure devotees, you know. Eka ki yamara nahi paye bala harinama sanketane tumi kripa kori shadha bindu diya deho krishna nama dhane. By one's own strength, eka ki yamara nahi paye bala, by one's own strength, one cannot chant the holy name harinam sankirtan, one cannot do. Tumi kripa karo, please be merciful on me and give me that still little amount of faith by which I can also get this Krishna Dhan. The unlimited wealth of the Krishna's holy name. Krishna se tomara Krishna dite paro tomara sakati ache. Ami to kangala Krishna boli boli dhai tava pache pache. So Krishna is your property and you can give Krishna to others, that's your strength. I am a beggar, Ami to kangala, no, we don't have anything, I am a beggar. I am just running behind you, dhai tava pache pache, to please shower your mercy upon me. So that's how pure devotees also brings the auspiciousness in the life of any common person, you know. We see the pastimes of Narad Muni. He goes into the life of so many people. Like the famous hunter, Mrigari. The infamous hunter, in fact. He's into hunting and then killing. And then the presence of Narad Muni's life makes him to a pure devotee of the Lord. And in a similar way, Prabhupada's presence in all our life, you know, has changed us so much. We know our history, you know, how we were engaged in so much of sinful activities. But just by His merciful, causeless mercy, you know, without any cause on us, we have also got this opportunity to practice this Krishna consciousness. And if by their mercy, if we also become pure devotees, just even if we are not pure devotees, just by our presence, you know, just we put on dress of a devotee, put on tilak and move around, then people say Hare Krishna, they become happy seeing devotees and they appreciate, so they take the name of the Lord just by seeing our tilak and our dress, you know, although you know, not such a pure devotee. But if someone who becomes a pure devotee, by their presence they can change the face of the whole world. Like in one place Prabhupada says, in one of his letters he says that even 1% of the world's population becomes devotees of Krishna, then the whole world will become a very nice place. So that's the presence of a pure devotee, you know. When the Prabhupada and his disciples were preaching, helping Prabhupada, all his disciples, so in one of these letters Prabhupada mentioned the way we are spreading and the preaching is going on, in next 25 years no other religion will survive on this planet except Krishna consciousness. That will be the religion of the whole world if that the spirit continues for next 25 years. So that's the power of a pure devotee. They can bring happiness in the life of the people. In fact, we all have experienced that when some sannyasis visit our temple and their presence in the Mangal Arati, Guru Puja, their Bhagavatam class, it is so much rejuvenating in our Krishna consciousness. Just even by some of the, you know, just by seeing them also in around the temple premises, it so much gives inspiration. We become so blissful from inside, but just by having their darshan. So mridanya hi lokasya, that bring flourishing happiness in the life of the people. That's the power of pure devotees, and that's what should be the mood when we approach or have darshan of pure devotees, so that they can bless us with the same Krishna dhan. Today also is the most auspicious day of Srila Prabhupada's arrival in US. It's 17th of September, but I think today, according to Tithi, it's today 12th of September. 50 years back, in 1965, Srila Prabhupada reaches there. We'll just read that particular section from Prabhupada Lila Amrit. After a 35-day journey from Calcutta, the Jalduta reached Boston's Commonwealth Pyre at 5:30 a.m. on September 17, 1965. That's today. The ship was to stop briefly in Boston before proceeding to New York City. Among the first things Srila Prabhupada saw in America were the letters A and P painted on a pierfront warehouse. The grey waterfront dawn revealed the ships in the harbour. A conglomeration of lobster stands and drab buildings and realizing in the distance the Boston skyline. Prabhupada had to pass through US immigration and customs in Boston. His visa allowed him a 3-month stay and officially stamped it to indicate his expected day of departure. Captain Pandya invited Prabhupada to take a walk in Boston, where the captain intended to do some shopping. They walked across a footbridge into a busy commercial area with old churches, warehouses, office buildings, bars, tawdry bookshops, nightclubs, and restaurants. Prabhupada briefly observed the city. But the most significant thing about his story, about his short stay in Boston, aside from the fact that he had now set foot in America, was that at Commonwealth Spire, he wrote another Bengali poem entitled Markine Bhagwat Dharma, Teaching Krishna Consciousness in America. Some of the verses he wrote on board the ship that are as follows. In fact, I would read that prayer which Prabhupada makes on this particular day. Prabhupada signs there after writing this prayer. The sign, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, on board the ship Jaljita, Commonwealth Spire, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, dated 18th September 1965. Srila Prabhupada writes his bhajan, which goes like this. Baro kripa kaile Krishna adha mera pati, ki lagiya nile heta koro ebe gati. My dear Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. Ache kichu karja tab ei anumane, nahi keno ani bena ei ugrasthane. But I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place? Rajastamo gune era sabai yachana, vasudeva katha ruchi nahi se prasanna. Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudev. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. Tabe jadi tab kripa hoy ahituki, sakal ahi sambhav hoy tume se kautuki. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible, because you are the most expert mystic. Ki bhave bhujale tara bhuje sei rasa, eti kripa karo prabhu kori nija basa. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy, so that I will be able to convince them about your message. Tomara ichhaye sab hoye maya basa, tomara ichhaye nasa maya ra parasa. All living entities have become under the control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore, if you like, by your will, then you can also be released, then they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. Taba ichha hoye jadi tare ra udhar, bujibe nischayi tabe katha se tomar. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. Bhagavata katha seva tava avatar, dhira haya sune jadi kane bar bar. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation. And if a sober person repeatedly receives it with submissive oral reception, then he will be able to understand your message. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shinvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana Hirdyanthasya Badrani Vidhanoti Sritsatam Nashtra Praiswa Badresu Nityam Bhagavat Seveya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Tadarajastamo Bhava Kamalo Bhastayaschaye Chaitetarana Vidham Stattvam Satve Prasidati Evam Prasanna Manso Bhagavat Bhakti Yogata Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate Vidyate Hidaya Granthi Chidyante Sar Sansaya Chiyante Chase Karmani Drishteva Atmanishvare. Rajastamo hate tabe paibe nistar, hirdaye ra abhadra sate guchibe tahar. He will become liberated from the influence of modes of ignorance and passion, and thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. Ki koribe bhujavo kathe baro se chahi, khudra ami dina hina kono sakti nahi. How I will make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own.
Atha ichha eno prabhu katha boli bare, je tumara ichha prabhu karo ehi bare.
Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like.
Akhila jagat guru bachan se amar, alankrita kori bar khamata tumar.
O spiritual master of the all worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding.
Taba kripa haile more katha sudhe have, suni asabara soka dukha je guchive.
Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel engladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life.
Ani acho jadi prabhu amare nachate, nachao nachao prabhu nachao se mate, kasera putali jatha nachao se mate.
O Lord, I am just a puppet in your hands. So if you brought me here to dance, then make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you like.
Bhakti nahi veda nahi namak khubat daro, bhakti vedanta naam ebhi sarthak karo.
I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna.
I have been designated as Bhakti Vedanta, and now if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhakti Vedanta.
Signed, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami on board the ship Jaljuta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, dated 18th of September, 1965. So this is a prayer revealing the heart of Prabhupada to bring auspiciousness, happiness in the life of the people of the world. So that's what we can learn from here. Any questions? So we'll stop here. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.